I'm John Osier here with today's Ozone Mailbag. And John from Palm Bay writes, the Seahawks had 36 sacks last season. That's 16 more than we had, only one a game. Doesn't seem like that big of a gap. Well, 16 sacks can be a lot, or it can be not much. Get them at the right time, closing out a game, or on 3rd and 7, and you'd be surprised what a difference one sack a game can make. Combine that with an extra pressure or two, and you've got two more stops a game. That can turn a 4-point loss into a 3-point victory awfully quickly. Now, Steve from Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida writes, if the Jags offered and the 49ers accepted our second-round draft choice for Alex Smith, would that be good? Well, it'd be good if Alex Smith turned out to be a good player. If not, it would sort of stink. Now, Duran from Rapid City writes, do you think you are as excited to be reading our questions as we are to be reading your answers? What? Now, Michael from Kentwood, Michigan writes, when I think back to our first number 2 overall pick, Tony Boselli, I wonder if he looked better because he wasn't protecting Brunell's blindside. If he was so dominant, shouldn't he have been playing right tackle to protect the blindside? Well, there's nothing I'd like more than to tell you Boselli was overrated. But while Boselli is many things, my arch enemy on Jaguars this week among them, he definitely was not overrated. He played the left side because that's where the best pass rushers lined up, and he was as dominant as any player I've ever covered. Amazingly, he was as good as he believed he was. Now, Wes from St. Augustine, Florida writes, the last Inside the Senior Bowl opening with you and JP sitting on the bench looked like a scene out of Forrest Gump. Well, there's a reason for that. Shadrick's known as a rather dim-witted Southern philosopher, and as for me, well, I can really pick him up and put him down. Now, Sean from Atlanta, Georgia writes, what's up, O-man? I'm very relaxed this year for the draft and free agency. I think that David Caldwell will bring talent to this team no matter what position. Let's just sit back and relax. Well, that's all we really can do. David Caldwell has the pedigree, and his resume suggests he knows what he's doing. This isn't going to be an automatic turnaround, but the building process begins in a few weeks. And what we can do is watch and wait. Now, Todd from Scranton, Pennsylvania writes, Ozone, people keep asking how the Jaguars will do under Gus Bradley and David Caldwell, and expecting you to have answers. What do they think you are, a visionary, a fortune teller? Well, Todd, I'm glad someone finally asked, because while I am indeed a visionary, not to mention a humble man of the people, my fortune-telling skills are often inexplicably overlooked, sometimes even mocked. Well, no more. Now, because a fake crystal ball exceeds the Jaguars.com prop budget, we opted instead for these Jaguars jaws, borrowed without permission from the fellas in Jaguars.com digital media, or as I call them, those guys in that office over there. The jaws, it turns out, possess the power equal to a crystal ball. In them, I see the 49ers will beat the Ravens Sunday in the Super Bowl. And I see when this happens, the inbox will flood with calls for Alex Smith, the 49ers backup quarterback who is now this offseason's answer to the prayers of all Jaguars fans. I see, too, that those fans who don't want Smith will equally flood the inbox with talk of turning Blaine Gabbert into a running quarterback in the read option, just as surely this offseason's other answer to the prayers of all Jaguars fans. What can't the jaws see, you ask? Not much, I say. The jaws see clearly that new Jaguars defensive line coach Todd Wash will hear, Coach Bradley, can I have your autograph? At least as much as he hears people ask for his own, probably more. The jaws, too, see that soon, very soon, the honeymoon period for Bradley and David Caldwell will end, probably in, say, mid-March, the precise time Darrell Revis, Matt Flynn, Jake Long, and Dwight Freeney are not all simultaneously signed or acquired in a trade. But it turns out, the jaws only have so much power at a time, and that appears to be it for the day. But fear not. As we know by now, the Ozone is as much a slave to the cheap, easy laugh as he is a fortune teller. So it stands to reason that this unoriginal, perhaps unamusing gimmick will probably make a not-so-triumphant return, and probably a lot sooner rather than later. And really, you don't need to be a visionary to see that.